It's time for your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull for Thursday, August 29th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. Charles City Police have officially identified the two people deceased in a death investigation that began last week. A department Facebook post about 1:30 last Thursday, August 22nd, alerted the public of the investigation and, quote, "There is no reason to believe there is any danger or risk to the public." CCPD was dispatched to a residence in the 1000 block of Court Street, just west of the Floyd County Courthouse, shortly before noon last Thursday. Chief Hugh Anderson said upon entry to the home, two people were found dead. The Iowa DCI was notified and assisted with the investigation, as well as the Floyd County Sheriff's Office. AMR ambulance also responded to the scene. Yesterday, Charles City Police announced that 85-year-old John Flint and 85-year-old Joanne Flint, both of Charles City, died in an apparent murder-suicide. No further details will be released at this time. This is the second murder-suicide investigation within the past 3 years for the CCPD. In October 2021, 46-year-old Shane Swingen of Charles City was transported from a residence by ambulance and died a short time later. Inside the Swingen house, officers found the body of 44-year-old Jennifer Swingen of Dunkerton, whose cause of death was determined to be strangulation. There will be a candidate on the ballot in November for the District 1 seat on the Floyd County Board of Supervisors. Current District 1 Supervisor Mark Kuhn is not seeking re-election, and no party-affiliated candidate had stepped forward to run for the post in the June primary. Candidates who still sought to seek election in November had from August 5th until 5 p.m. yesterday to file nomination papers. Entering this week, no candidate had filed for that seat, but current County Auditor Gloria Carr has filed to run as a non-party candidate for Kuhn's seat. Carr was set to retire as county auditor when her term expires this December 31st, but instead will seek office in a new role. Republican Morgan Miller and Democrat Liz Hammer vying to replace Carr as auditor. Floyd County District 3 Supervisor Jim Jorgensen is also not seeking re-election. Republican Boyd Campbell was the only candidate for that seat in the June primary and will run unopposed in November. Also filing by the 5 p.m. Wednesday deadline is Sheriff Jeff Crooks, who will run for re-election unopposed as a non-party candidate. In Chickasaw County, no new supervisor candidates filed nomination papers, meaning Republican Isaac Carter will be unopposed in his bid for the 4th District Supervisor seat, currently held by Matt Kuhn, who is not seeking re-election. Also running unopposed in November is incumbent 1st District Supervisor Stephen Breitbach. The lone contested supervisor race in Chickasaw County is for the 3rd District seat, with Republican incumbent Jacob Hackman being challenged by Democrat Joan Knoll. While it was not a unanimous vote, the Chickasaw County Board of Supervisors has approved the first budget amendment of the 2024-25 fiscal year. Prior to the vote during their regular meeting Monday morning, Joan Knoll, who is running against incumbent Jacob Hackman for the District 3 supervisor seat, challenged the county to do better in their budgeting to avoid more amendments than necessary.
We're talking about taxpayers' money. You know, the taxpayers are, you up the taxpayer asking in the levy to accommodate. That's what I'm saying. People are really not too happy about their taxes right now, overall.
Supervisor Matt Kuhn said he would not support the budget amendment.
I'm just going to say that I think, especially from what we've heard today as well, we can live within our means and not make this budget amendment at this time. So if we wanted to do all this, what would we budget for?
Hackman noted that the adjustments in question, 9 in all, came after the budget was certified.
I'm just trying to talk to Supervisor Kuhn about this comment that he doesn't support this. I'm just trying to figure out, does he support any of them?
So you're suggesting I can pick and choose which ones we should approve?
Well, you can. We've done that before. We sliced out the ones we don't want.
By a 4-1 vote, with Kuhn the lone dissenter, the board approved the budget amendment. In early July, a Northeast Iowa meat and poultry processor was awarded over $750,000 to expand their operations. The USDA grant of over $855,000 from the Meat and Poultry Processing Expansion Program will allow Leonard's Locker, currently of Frederica, to increase meat and poultry processing capacity while creating more, new, and better markets for producers. It will also help purchase land and construct and equip a new state-of-the-art processing facility, which will be relocated to Fredericksburg. During Monday's Chickasaw County Board of Supervisors meeting, Brad Stege, president of the Fredericksburg Economic Development Corporation, asked the county to contribute $10,000 towards the project, which will create 10 jobs once built and in operation. Prior to the board approving the funding, Stege was asked by Supervisor Jacob Hackman about the level of community buy-in to move the expansion forward.
I mean, our development group's giving them 60 and the city's giving them 20. I mean, this is a community project. We're just trying to let the county be involved somewhere.
And that's why I support this, because even when we did with broadband, you had to have community
Yeah, he had that support letter from myself, the mayor, a lot involved in this.
Stege says getting the new Leonard's Locker facility up and running could take up to 3 years to complete. The locker anticipates serving an additional 60 producers for the processing of beef, hogs, and some wild game. A North Iowa home was heavily damaged by an early morning fire. The Green Volunteer Fire Department says crews were called out about 2 o'clock this morning for a house fire in the 13,000 block of 110th Street, about 9 miles west of Green. 2 residents were outside the home when firefighters arrived on the scene. There were no injuries. The fire department says names of individuals involved cannot be released at this time. Firefighting crews were on site until about 5 o'clock this morning. A Marble Rock Fire Department Facebook post says the home is a total loss. Also responding to the blaze was the Doherty Fire Department, plus Butler County Emergency Management, Butler County Sheriff's Office, Butler County REC, and the Green Ambulance. We will bring you more information as it becomes official. The Howard County Sheriff's Office says there is no threat to the public just outside of Leroy, Minnesota, just across the Iowa-Minnesota border. In a Facebook post Wednesday evening, HCSO said there was an incident earlier in the day where a subject fled from a Howard County deputy. That person is now in custody, and there is no threat to the public. KIMT reports that Chief Deputy Ryan Vanderwalker says there was a situation and the tactical team had to assist. The sheriff's office is expected to release more information today. The Floyd County Sheriff's Office says they took a call from the Chickasaw County Dispatch about a vehicle that was northbound in the southbound lane of Highway 27-218 south of Charles City shortly after 5 o'clock this morning. The Iowa State Patrol also responded to the area, but law enforcement was unable to locate the vehicle in question. More North Iowa news on the way on 95.1 The Bull.